Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you may have noticed in movies and TV shows, lawyers are invariably attractive people. That might not be universally true in real life, but it does seem as if looks do count. A study by the University of Illinois found that good-looking lawyers tend to do better in court, regardless of gender or race or experience level. And it makes sense that what's known as pretty privilege operates in many other areas of life too. I should know. I've been trading on my looks for years. We're joined now by the public relations guru, Terry Prone. Terry, do you think there's something in this?
Oh, there's definitely something in it. And I would suggest that the Americans being what they are, in that they go through such rigorous procedures to decide who they'll have on a jury, they will now be applying that also to the defence or, prosecutor, attorney selection too. Because if you know that prettier people go down better with a jury or go down better with a judge, then it's something that gets factored into your thinking, whether we like it or not.
Yeah. And I assume if it'll work in a courtroom, it'll work in many other arenas as well.
It'll work particularly in hiring and promoting. We have known for some time, Sean, mainly anecdotally, that people who have physical disadvantages, let's not specify, but you're talking about things like weight, that they have a lesser chance of being hired, a lesser chance of being very well paid, a greater chance of being laid off when layoffs come. All of those sort of things we knew weren't really helpful to people who weren't astonishingly good looking. Now, we did also know that it doesn't pay to be breathtaking. Being pretty and pretty privileged is one thing. If you're breathtakingly beautiful, it does tend to create a kind of a reaction against you. But for the most part, looking well is an unacknowledged bias among recruiters, among managers. And when I say it's an unacknowledged bias, the real oddity is that people who have themselves suffered because they weren't particularly pretty, because they had some appearance disadvantage, you would assume that when they get into positions of management or of HR recruiting people, that what they learned themselves would make them much more aware of beauty being only skin deep and therefore much more open when they are interviewing and recruiting people. But the newer research says that that is not true, that somehow people find it very hard to address this bias towards prettiness, even when they are intellectually aware of it.
Does that mean we're all terrible people, or is this just kind of a form of human shorthand?
It's a form of human shorthand. We are, from the moment we meet people, and research into the dilation of the pupils of our eyes show this, we're making judgments. Am I safe here? Is this person okay? Is this person dangerous to me? Do I like this person? We make astonishing judgments within the first 30 seconds. One of the things that my company found out when it was training HR people was that although they didn't like to admit it, they often made judgments about whether they should hire somebody or not hire somebody within the first 30 seconds. Now, they had an enormous capacity to, in fair-mindedness, then go back and make damn sure through the interview process that they weren't simply relying on their first impression. But the fact is that the interview process was often used to certify, to validate the first impression rather than question it. We are filled with desire to know quickly, is this person one of us or are they one of them? And we know through history that the appearance element allows us quickly to decide they're one of them and therefore we don't like them.
Mm. It's and this is kind of, I suppose, is it too much of a stretch to say this is reinforced in our culture on a daily basis, that good looking equals better in every, pretty much every form of media you can think of.
Completely. And I mean, tabloid upwards, the all of media now knows that they must make gestures towards things like body positivity. But the indications are that the actual change has been minimal, if it exists at all. What this new research shows is fascinating, because it doesn't just tell us that we make judgments about the other person's intelligence based on their appearance. It says we make judgments about their trustworthiness based simply on appearance. This was research that used photographs with a large, large, large number of people making judgments, deciding, okay, I would trust this person, I would not trust this person. And what was found was that they were much more likely to trust a pretty person, just as they were more likely to believe that they were intelligent.
Can it work the other way, though, Terry? I mean, you did say if somebody is absolutely striking, it can work against them. But if you're a woman and you're attractive, can that to some degree work against you?
If you are extraordinarily attractive, it definitely will work against you. People look at you as if you were a kind of freak. It's a little bit like extraordinary height in a man. A height of a certain kind in a man is hugely advantageous. For example, if you want to be president of the United States, you really need to be 6 feet or taller. But if you get up around the 6 foot 8, 6 foot 9 mark, then people begin to make ridiculous jokes about what's the weather like up there. And they see you as somehow freakish rather than being attractive.
It's God help us all. Terry, thanks a million for talking to us again. That was Terry Prone there. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.